Hello, you're here at the right moment, and today's message is inspired by Acts 20, verse 24, and is called, God Has the Final Say. The scripture reads, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy, and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." God is a faithful God. You may be praying for things that haven't happened yet, but just because they are not happening on your timetable doesn't mean they're not going to happen. Don't give up on that promise. God has the final say. Don't let discouragement or negative thoughts talk you out of it. Get your fire back. Get your passion back. If God said it, He will do it. If God spoke it, He will bring it to pass. This was the Apostle Paul's mindset. He said, "None of these things move me." What were these things? Circumstances that looked impossible. Persecution, rejection, people trying to talk him out of it, even discouraging thoughts. But Paul's attitude was, "That doesn't change my mind. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I know. And I know of God before me, who can be against me? I know all of God's promises are yes and amen. I know God has the final say." Let us pray. Father, I choose to trust you over my circumstances, knowing that you are faithful. I choose to stand strong in you. Give me your peace and joy as I wait on you. And let my life be a testimony of your grace. In your holy name. Amen. Thank you for your time today. This is Kevin Wright, and until next time, may God bless you and yours every day and in every way. Take care and let your love shine.